Roll for initiative.
Special insert.
Hello, folks, and welcome to the RFI Podcast Special Insert Edition. Yes, this is probably going to be a one-time-only thing. It may not be. Who knows? But I am DM Vincent.
A poster.
Yeah.
Hang on your wall.
Yeah, this is like almost like, kind of like a centerfold, but you know, not with the good stuff. But anyway,
and you don't want us on the centerfold.
Yeah, exactly. I am Vince, along with Jason here. We're sitting in to give you a little updates because we should have a show being released at any minute right now. But we wanted to have another show just to let you guys know what's going on. We're going to be on a little short break until after Labor Day, around
Memorial
that
Day?
Week. Oh, is it Memorial Day? I thought it was Labor Day.
I never know the difference between the two. So let's say we're going to be back after whichever of those two is coming up next weekend.
Yeah, and we should have the folks from Dead Game Society on there with us chatting away. We'll be talking about crossover games and how to bring them into your first edition games. And just for, you know, one-shot adventure here or there, you know, some little fun like that.
Exactly.
We've all done it
in
the past.
And we even, if you're following the Facebook page, I asked if anybody out there, any of our listeners, is interested in running some of these other games by Skype. Mostly because I want to go play in one. just because our Skype game has been working really well. Mm. Turns out Skype, I wouldn't have believed it, but it's actually a great medium for playing role-playing games if you can't be face-to-face. It worked out good.
Isn't it? I know. It's really cool. It's like almost like being there.
Yeah, it's really the second best thing.
Yeah, I mean,
so you know, I don't get a chance to play games like Star Frontiers or Boot Hill or anything like that. So I don't know enough about them to run them myself. So I was hoping that maybe some of our listeners would. And right away, a couple of people chimed in. One person talked about running a Star Frontiers game. Another person about running a Gamma World game.
Oh wow!
So, you know, if anybody wants to do it, it's really easy to set up. I will, you know, you can just private message me. I guess Facebook's probably the easiest way. Or you can just write to me, jason@rfipodcast.com, J-A-Y-S-O-N, @rfipodcast.com, and I'll set you up. And we've been using this site, which we'll talk about more, you know, when we do a proper show, but we've been using the site called epicwords.com to track the campaigns. It's an incredibly easy way to keep your gaming group logs, blogs, experience points, loot, all that kind of stuff. So,
yeah, I was taking a look at that site. It looked pretty good. It looked better than Obsidian Portal is, and I was kind of, I was like, ooh, I might definitely have to sign up for that and support that. Maybe we should have that guy come on the podcast and chat about it so we can tell all the listeners
about
all the features.
This is one of the things that I love about Epic Words is that I had a couple of requests right away when I started using it. When you sign up for an Epic Words account, it gives you a list of all the different gaming systems that they support. And if you don't see yours, you can just write other and you can use it just fine. The list is huge, though.
Okay.
But I saw all these different versions of Dungeons & Dragons, but I didn't see, and including some first edition that was set up around particular things like Greyhawk and such, but I didn't see anything for homebrew, first edition, advanced Dungeons & Dragons, you know, setting up your own campaign. So I just wrote to him and said, if you ever want to make that edition, that would be helpful. 30 minutes later, he wrote back, oh, I made the addition, there you go.
Nice.
And then I had another thing, because there was one little thing, I was like, well, you know, could you do this one little detail? Oh, yeah, sure. And he fixed it just like that. I was like, you're great. It's a free site, but they offer a little tiny low-cost premium for $12 a year. You can get some file storage. So absolutely,
oh, awesome.
I bought that right away.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, do you want to come on our show? And he's like, oh, that'd be great. I'll be on. So, you know, we'll have him on soon.
Awesome. Yeah, you can chat it up and tell us what the plans for the site are and what he plans to do. And
yeah, I love it. So we'll talk about it more, absolutely, because it's really cool.
Yes, I've been trying to set up my game. I'm trying to look over software right now, what I want to use. I've been going between D20 Pro, which Michael suggested from Dead Game Society.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And gamer table, it's called.
So you're not looking at rpgtools.net?
No, I've decided to stay away from map tools because it's too hard to program for first edition, so you'd have to redo the framework.
Yeah, I actually looked at it. That was what I was going to use, and I just didn't have time to figure it all out.
Yeah.
You know, there was a lot to it.
It looks like GamerTable is easy to program, so I might be going with that. But then Michael said the D20 Pro is actually pretty good. But what throws me off about that is D20 Pro, which means it's D20 system.
I got to say, here's what I ultimately ended up doing. Okay. So when I was at Gen Con, I bought the campaign cartographer, which I'm still excited about.
Great program.
But I haven't had the time to learn. I tried to look at map tools. Very cool. Didn't have time to learn it. I was really pretty busy actually writing the adventure. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, I ended up doing all of my map making in Visio. So...
Nice.
Hey, you know, it's what I know.
All right, yeah, all right.
I'm really good with Visio because it's what I use in my job, and it turns out to be incredibly well suited to building scale maps because it is a professional drafting program for engineers. I wouldn't advise people who are not already engineers or information architects to try to use it because it's got a steep learning curve. But I built all my maps in Visio. I wrote out the descriptions of what was going on in my notebook, and I just said it, told everybody, listen, we're not going to be looking at any stuff online. I'm going to tell you what's happening, map it yourself, and we're just going to go.
Okay.
And it worked out great.
Hmm.
You know, maybe in the future we'll start doing stuff like that, but for right now, you'll probably find the same thing with your group, because, and I'm not saying this to butter up, you know, people that are listening, but the thing is, but seriously, the people that are listening to the show are pretty much people who they're playing first edition AD&D because they've been doing this for a while. They probably started with that, or they started with some other system and they've kind of come back to looking at it. It's not generally the first time you've ever played a role playing game. So these guys are all really good role players.
Oh,
and
good.
They know how to do to keep track of the mapping. They're used to doing this stuff, and they just jumped right into it. I'm sure your guys are going to be the same.
Yeah, I got four solid players, and we may add some more because there's some more people that want to play it. But I only designed the adventure for maybe four or five people, so I don't want to get it too epic and too big. So
yeah, I'm leaving it a little bit loose right now, just because you know, right now we have six players in the game, and although one of the guys couldn't make the first one, unfortunately, but he'll be in this time. So, you know, I'm kind of keeping it loose to see if everybody sticks around. It looks like they are. You know, they're really into it. I mean, we'll move it around as necessary.
Mm.
But, for example, with that Epic Words, I mentioned you can do blogging. Well, three of them have already started blogs for their characters. And
I saw that, yeah.
Not little ones either. I mean, really good. I just was laughing, so I showed these to my fiance, and she was reading through it, and she was laughing and saying, wow, that sounds like a blast.
Awesome.
So, yeah, it's really good. These guys are great. One of them was trying to bring chickens into the dungeon.
Man.
Chickens in a dungeon always works out.
No, it does not work out. Chickens in a dungeon. Anyway, let's slide over to the last thing we wanted to tell you guys about tonight. We do have a new poll up on the site, which is going to go hand-in-hand what we're talking about right now. But I want you to go right to the site, rfipodcast.com, and vote in the Low-Tech Con. Is that my saying it right, Jason? Low-Tech Con?
Yeah.
Poll. Yep. And I'll let Jason step up here on the soapbox and talk a little bit more about Low-Tech Con, what you talked about in the past.
Right. So we talked on the previous podcast about... Sorry?
He said, get on the soapbox.
Yeah, I'm on it. we talked on that previous show a few weeks ago, a couple weeks ago, whatever.
Yeah, with Julie.
Just brought the idea up, and there's been pretty healthy response. I've heard back from people on Facebook, emailing directly and that type of thing, saying that they like the idea of Low-Tech Con. So, yes, I'm still not abandoning the idea. So as of now, I'm still not backing out. I reserve the right to back out up until the point where I've put down the deposit on the place. But it's looking good. I'm trying to pick a location.
Okay.
There's a couple of options. Well, there's about three options I'm looking at.
Okay.
Well, one option is Stamford, Connecticut, because it's close to New York City. It's got great accommodations. People can stay there relatively inexpensively. It's got a nice downtown and all that kind of stuff. The second place I'm considering is Brooklyn or Manhattan, one or the other, just kind of depending on what we find. Obviously, it's easiest to just get into New York because you can just fly right in. However, it's also obvious that it's going to cost more to stay here, and so have to see if people are comfortable with, you know, trying to fly in for a con in New York City. And the other thing I'm thinking about, I haven't even asked them yet. I've only reached out to them, so maybe I'm being premature, but that's okay because this is just podcasts and stuff, so we're all pretty relaxed here. There's a group up in Massachusetts that does I'm going to be going this year to the New England Webcomics Weekend. I went last year to the first one. This year is the second. It's a really cool convention. It's for webcomics, like the name implies. But the idea that I had, and I didn't think of the idea myself, but the idea that somebody gave me, was if you're doing a con for the first time, why not do it in conjunction with something that's already going on? You know, so maybe there's a little bit easier for people to get into it. So the other...
like do a mini con inside of a con type thing?
Yeah, so I'm going to approach them about is saying, would you guys be interested for the one in 2011 in having us come up and do this low-tech con in conjunction? Because they've got a great space to do it, and it's a really cool crowd already, so why not give it a try?
Another thing you might want to look into is ICON on Long Island, New York.
Okay, I didn't even know about it, so that's a good idea.
It's a pretty big gaming convention on Long Island, so...
Do you know when it's held?
It's usually at the beginning of the summer,
if
I remember correctly.
Well,
like
then...
Maybe June?
Possibly. So what I did was I put up a poll on the site, because the other thing... I'm not asking people about the location, because that's something I have to work out.
Mm-hmm.
But... dates, I think, are pretty important. For example, New England Webcomics Weekend is in November. So that's one of the dates I put up as potential. I picked four different dates in the year that do not conflict with any other major conventions. So nothing at the same time as Origins or GaryCon or Gen Con or Dragon Con or any of that.
Yeah.
And hopefully not too close to any of them either, but you know, there comes a point where, look, there's a lot of stuff that happens in here.
Yeah, I know.
And it seems I don't know what order the calendar goes in, because I put March after July. But what I was picking was March, which would be the 11th to the 14th, basically because it's doesn't conflict with anything. It's a time that we could definitely get a location. And it's about the earliest that I think we'd be ready to throw a con. The next date would be July 1st through the 3rd. Again, there's really no cons that it conflicts with. It's early in the summer. It is the weekend of the 4th of July, so that could either be a good or a bad thing. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
October 7th to the 9th, which is, again, there's really nothing going on at that time. It's pretty good. The October 9th happens to be my birthday, so if we do it on that time, then I'll probably throw my birthday at the con. And then November 4th through the 6th, which is the New England Webcomics Weekend. So if that works out for people, then I'll see if we can do it with them.
April is when ICONS is held.
Okay. So that would be actually would fit in pretty well to that list for March. Yeah, March, April. April comes after March, right? So that would work. I have to recite the calendar. I can never remember my months. I wouldn't do well in kindergarten, I don't think.
Yeah, probably not. So that's really what we wanted to say tonight. I don't know what else more to say. I mean,
just please go on and vote. I'll just repeat really quickly what it is that the con is meant to be about. Oh, and by the way, actually, I have gone ahead. I guess I'm committing a little bit, because I have gone ahead and set up a website, lowtechcon.com.
Uh-oh.
So lowtechcon, no weird spellings, it's just lowtechcon.com. Turns out it's really easy. I've set up an account with Eventbrite, so we can handle the tickets and everything. So we'll put a link somewhere to that, but I don't know where we'll put the forums, but there's some things I'd like people to discuss. So first of all, what the con is so far going to be about, we said before, but first of all, old school gaming.
Yes.
So we'll be playing games that are out of print. And that means we'll be playing everything from Top Secret to Car Wars to, of course, AD&D, which will, you know, where the AD&D podcast will be based around that.
Is there a time frame for out of print? Because out of print could be Star Wars Saga Edition, which is now out of print.
I honestly, I'm going by the Dead Game Society rules here, which is the moment it's out of print, it's fair game.
Okay, fair enough.
You know, because it really comes down to what do people want to run, you know, because a convention is by and for its attendees. Somebody can come up with the idea, but they don't own it. So if people have clamoring for Star Wars, whatever you just said.
Saga.
Yeah. Then sure, you bet. So that's one thing will be the games. You know, we'll be looking for people who want to run games, who have suggestions and ideas, come and tell those. The next thing is going to be movies, actually. We'll be screening movies from the 70s and 80s. You know, so if you have your favorite sci-fi flick or whatever that you'd like to see, like, we'll definitely want to show things like Fantastic Planet and Heavy Metal and all those kind of things. So that'll be another one. And the third part of it, because this isn't just a traditional con in the RPG sense, the third thing is that we'll be bringing in some type of computer and video games. And computer and video games will be only things that were before the Macintosh came out for computers and before the Nintendo Entertainment System for video games. So those are the main things, and if people have feedback on whether they think they'd like to see some different things or they really like those, I want to hear about it. I want to hear from people who are interested in volunteering, whether it's to be game masters or whether it's to be anything, really. You know, we're going to need people who can take tickets, people who can walk around and make sure everything's going okay. There's a lot of stuff that's going to be involved with that. So just people who generally think, that sounds pretty cool, I'd like to help out, so please tell us. And then finally, I'll be putting up some suggested ticket prices and ideas. Right now, I don't know if we're talking about a 1, 2, or 3-day event. So I'm thinking something like $25 for the whole 3 days. But again, I'd like people to say, honestly, what they think is a fair price. I mean, I know it would be great if everything was free, but I can already tell that setting this thing up is going to run into some expenses, and I'm not looking to make any money off of this at all. I just don't want to lose any. So basically, go to lowtechcon.com or just go to RFI Podcast, and we'll have a link there, and we'll figure out, you know, where we'll have the discussion around this kind of thing.
Yeah, we need to big time.
I know you and I were talking about, let's not split up the discussions too much. Yeah. You know, we've already got like 8 different places that people have discussions online.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, we'll figure it out. I had to set up the URL so that we could have a place that could sell tickets and that type of stuff. But we'll make it work.
Well, speaking of which, right now you can go to dragonsfoot.org and you can scroll to the bottom and you will see the Roll for Initiative podcast forum.
That's right. Yeah. So dragonsfoot.org is dragonsfoot.org/forums, actually.
Well, forums.
Because dragonsfoot.org is the main page. So you have to go to the forums and, like you say, scroll to the bottom. We've got our own section.
Mm-hmm.
Right next to this other really cool podcast, actually.
I don't know what you're talking about. There's no other podcast there.
Yeah, no, there is. And by the way, I mean, it's not a bad time to mention that if anybody's listening right now who's an AD&D player, that's great. You're probably or possibly also a fan of basic D&D, classic D&D, white box, wood box, whatever you call your original Dungeons & Dragons flavor. The Save or Die podcast is out there and has a really cool crew of 3. One of whom sounds incredibly familiar, but I can't quite place him. But it's a great show. You should listen.
You really should. You should go to saverdie.info and check that show out and support the show. All the artwork is done by an artist, Mike Moran. He's a good guy. Donated artwork to us because he does 80s style like kind of like that Larry Elmore type.
Them?
Sorry?
You mean them?
Them?
Not us. Them.
Oh, I mean them. Sorry. Those other guys, I don't know. I don't know who they are. They just paid us to do this plug, that's all. And no,
they paid us a lot. I couldn't believe it. It was worth it.
It was all in Luther dollars.
Yeah.
You know, you get paid a lot of
money. Yeah, so that's the news.
So, yeah, so you're a low tech hunter. You got a lot going for you, man.
I hope we pull it off, and that I hope that we get a good turnout, because I've been wanting to do a con like this for ages. I think it'll be a blast.
Who's working on it with you? Because I have no idea other than just you and the podcast supporting it. But
well, the royal we at this point, it's me. So nobody but me is working on it right now. I'm just laying all the groundwork. Once I have, you know, because I have run events before, but they've always been music events. So I know all the basic stuff to get set up. I just need to get all that in place first. Once I've picked a date, set the tickets up, got the location and all of that, then we'll start actually involving volunteers and people to help out.
Okay.
So,
sounds like a plan.
Yeah, should be fun.
All right, so head over to the site rfipodcast.com, email us at rfistaff@gmail.com, or email Jason personally. What was that again, Jason?
Jason@rfipodcast.com.
And I'm sure there's a Vince and there's a Nick in there too, right?
That not in my email address.
No, but there is on @rfipodcast.com, I assume. No.
Actually, I should set you guys up with email addresses. I've never done it because you've been picking up the email from the what's our official email address again?
Well, it was rfistaff@gmail.com.
rfistaff@gmail.com. So let's go ahead and integrate Vince@rfipodcast.com and Nick@rfipodcast.com for anybody who wants to write to individual DMs on the show.
Yeah, well, I think we should definitely put a link, like, you know, want to email Jason, email Vince, Nick, so those go filtered to the right person.
That's good. Yeah, it's funny because I had never announced the fact that I had that email address anywhere. I automatically set up an address whenever I do a domain, but I'd never bothered telling anyone about it, so now it's out there.
Yeah, when we first started the podcast, we didn't know what we were exactly doing as far as everything was concerned. So right. I went ahead and just went Gmail, and then we were just like, all right, whatever.
Gmail works. It's great. Yeah. I'll tell you the truth. Even though my email address is at, you know, the thing, I set up Gmail to retrieve it because it's just an easier interface.
Yeah, so I was figuring you just forward it to our Gmail accounts.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the short of the skinny, as they say, or the skinny of the short. I have no idea the phrase. I'm bad on phrases.
I have no idea. But yes, it is both short and skinny.
Sure. And that'll end the RFI insert number one, whatever you want to call
number
it.
Number nothing.
Number zero. We may come back and do another one in the future. Who knows?
Yeah.
But everyone, you know, whatever.
Oh, sorry. One last announcement. I almost forgot. For those people that were asking about whether or not there's going to be live, not live, but streams of the, or whatever, you know, podcasts, those things we do, of the live Skype gaming. I'm terrible. I obviously haven't prepared this at all.
No.
For people who've been asking if they can listen to the Skype gaming, we did not record the first one. We will be recording future ones.
Right.
I don't know who wants to sit through 4 hours of people gaming, but okay, I'll put it out there. So we'll put it on a separate feed. We'll make it available, and you know, have a blast.
Well, mine's gonna be
mine's
gonna be broken up into a weekly episodical type thing. So
maybe that's the way to do it. Maybe I shouldn't stick a 4-hour version out.
No.
Okay,
we'll talk off the air. So you can, I'll tell you how to do it. So you don't make people sit
there
for 4 hours.
We'll put some out. Don't worry, but it won't be in this main feed. You'll have to go to the site and get it separately.
Yeah, we're gonna set up separate feeds so all the people that don't want to listen to that don't have to listen to it. And
correct.
Speaking of which, if you're gonna send an email, at least have the guts to put your email address in there and not a false one. That's all
just
I have to say.
Put in false ones. Do it.
Jason,
shut write up. Really nasty things and just send them to me anonymously and include just horrible descriptions of terrible events. I'll love it.
Wow. And on that note, I think we're going to say goodnight and keep it original, keep it old school, and harass Jason.
have a great whatever this coming up vacation weekend is, and we will see you next week.
Well, soon.
Roll for initiative. www.d20radio.com.